If they found out who she was, they would turn on her, just as the goons on Coruscant had. Better to stand apart, for the future's sake. They'd almost reached the location on her holopad when an explosion shook the ground beneath them, followed by another a short time later. She called a halt, wondering if they were walking into a trap. But the blast didn't come any closer. The lights dimmed for a second, then brightened. The palace's generators, she guessed, damaged either by sabotage or by accident. The inhabitants of the palace hurried to find shelter. They didn't scream or panic. They simply gathered up their valuables and loved ones and went somewhere else. Such things were clearly not uncommon on Hutta, Lorin gathered.
"Nearly there," she said, waving the squad forward again.
She moved more cautiously as she approached the flagged location. Just because someone had blown up the power plant didn't mean there wasn't a trap ahead. The map grid correlated with an industrial-sized but very empty kitchen. Lorin fell back and let Patanin take the lead. His squad spread out silently to check every hiding space, communicating solely by gestures. They were well-practiced and efficient, yet they turned up nothing but a battered old droid who had taken shelter from the fuss. After scanning it for munitions, they let it alone. It returned to the corner it had been lurking in, watching them silently.
"No sign of Envoy V.E.," said Patanin, stating the obvious. "Are you sure this is the right location?"
"I'm positive. The flag said Nebula was here, and in some kind of distress."
"He must have been here at some point, in order to leave that clue. But now he's been taken elsewhere."
"There's no evidence of a struggle."
A disturbance distracted Lorin from the search. The droid had stepped out of its corner and was gesticulating wildly.
"Someone quiet that thing down, will you?"
barked Patanin.
"No, wait!"
Lorin approached it, closely watching every move it made.
"I recognize the signals it's giving. They're from the Civil War. It's saying..."
She searched her memory for the correct translation. It had been a long time since she'd taken the history and use of military languages during her Special Forces training.
"He's saying he left the flag for us to find. Not us specifically, but anyone who could help him. Reinforcements. He followed his master, Nebula, I presume, by a transponder of some kind, probably hidden in Nebula's clothes or body. He's trying to mount a rescue, but he lacks the resources to complete his mission objective."
The droid nodded, and she addressed him directly.
"Who has captured Nebula? A Mandalorian?"
The answer was yes. No wonder, Lorin thought, the droid had been looking for reinforcements.
"Is Nebula the only prisoner?"
The answer was no.
"Do you know where they are?"
An emphatic yes. The droid took Lorin around to the corner where he'd scratched a detailed map into the metal wall. She recognized that location from her own data. It was a dining room, not a dozen meters away.
"I think we can help each other,"
she told the droid, who nodded solemnly.
"Weapons ready," she told the squad. "This Mandalorian is big and dangerous. If you get a shot, take it. But watch out for the prisoners. We can't afford to harm the envoy."
The droid tapped her firmly on the shoulder, with one square metal finger.
"Or Nebula,"
Lorin added. They took their safeties off and fell in around her. Only when they were moving, with the droid taking the lead, did she realize that she had given the orders, not Patanin, who had obeyed along with the rest of his squad. That made her feel both guilty and pleased, although technically, she supposed, she had no rank now, which meant she had no superior.